Sci-Fi.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Willie, and tonight filling in for Wade
is me, Aaron Pierce. I'm Wade. Hello. I believe nothing. Nothing is real except what I can see and touch and taste. That's it.
Our show is basically drunk conversations about conspiracies and paranormal sci-fi stuff. One believer, one skeptic, and one guest. And tonight, our guest is Martin Olson. He is a writer, he's a musician, man of all things. He's got a new book that just came out, The Conquest of Heaven. The Encyclopedia of Hell 2. If you don't have The Encyclopedia of Hell 1, go get that. Go get this. It's just amazing, fun, evil comedy.
I love it. I feel like I learned a lot.
Thank you.
Martin's been on the show a few times. I always love having conversations with him. He's one of those smart comedy guys that can get real deep.
Wow.
That's rare.
Well, I'm close to death more than I was before, so.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, that's right. It'll be good.
I'm like, my head is hot because I drank for too many days in a row, and I'm going like, do I need to drink tonight? Oh, come on. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, I feel that.
More for me. And Aaron, I love the Bigfoot.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, if we called attention this last time, Aaron redid this Bigfoot over the episode that we filled in.
You guys went to the Super Bowl. You guys wanted to do Super Bowl stuff. And lucky for you guys, I care not for sports of any kind, really. So this was my Super Bowl.
And it is magical. Thanks. And it makes me go like, man, I need to make an alien now.
You know what you should do? I wanted to make an alien. Go ahead.
Oh, you should do that one. Have one over here.
Yeah.
But each time, alternate the eyes and the nipples. Move them back and forth.
Yeah. If it wasn't glued down, I'd do that. His eyes, I've been told by a couple people, are very scary.
It's so fun and it's so scary because of the eyes.
That's
Bigfoot, though. That's Bigfoot
really
for you.
Would be, right? You'd be scared and amazed.
Well, you should have some horrible stench attached to it as well.
Oh yeah, everyone says he's stinky, huh?
Yeah, and the old alien encounters smelled like sulfur. So
really,
yeah.
Let's jump into
demon
it,
encounters, which of course you would know.
Shoot,
demons smell like sulfur.
I thought they were fake. You mean they're real?
Well, I think a lot of things are real.
Me oh, that's too, right. Which is unfortunate. I'm not really a Wade. I believe
you
in
you can't tonight.
No,
but well, yeah. What
you have
we
to role play.
We do a thing called the WOW scale, stands for Wade or Willie, and I'm going to ask you some questions. Just give me your answer, and then at the end we'll see if you are closer to...
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah.
We'll see, and the audience will see if you are closer to a Wade or a Willie on the scale.
As a little caveat, we've done this before, and it didn't work for me. But we'll find out.
That's right.
We'll find out what happens.
I do remember that because last time we remembered that happened the first time.
This?
Yeah, yeah.
Really...
So we kind of changed those words too.
Oh, good.
Well, so here our first question is a three-part question. I'll ask all three and then you can answer away. Do you believe in aliens? if so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years, modern times?
It's not a matter of believing something unless it happens to you, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, what do you mean? I'm gonna believe anything I could believe.
I get what you're saying because it's more like, do you have faith that this is real even though you haven't experienced it?
Yeah, so, but it certainly seems like a lot of people who have experienced stuff that certainly they thought was real, so maybe it is.
And that's always the weird thing, too, is people believe incredible things, but what was the quote Carl Sagan always used to say? For incredible statements, you need incredible evidence or something like that.
Or when you just see someone talking and describing what happened to themselves. I have two friends that saw fucking ghosts, and they were so
scary,
realistic about it, and they explained it in such an odd way. I certainly believe that they saw something, you know?
Ooh, I got chills. Just got chills just thinking about your friends. Experience
without knowing anything,
I just got chills about it. They believe it. Oh my gosh, that's
well,
how
Aaron,
much
you're
I believe
right, though,
in
because
ghosts.
My friend Jeff, he woke up. He was about 12 years old, and he saw this man sitting on the end of his bed.
No,
it wasn't fucking ghost. It was a man, and the guy went just like this. He went.
No.
Yeah,
stop. This was a real man. He didn't disappear or anything.
Oh, he disappeared.
He disappeared.
It was not a. It was he was this a waking dream or a ghost or whatever.
Yeah. Martin, you are scaring me. You are scaring me with simple stories.
My friend Jeff.
Oh, Jeff.
did you grow up in any religion of any sort?
Yeah, my father and mother were married in the Baptist Church. My father was a deacon in the Baptist Church, which means that he had to fork over so much money every week.
That sucks.
I grew up in the Baptist Church. Well, we asked that question to lead to this one. What do you think of ghosts?
Something's going on. Those two friends were very believable, and why would they make shit up? And also things about poltergeists. How does that work?
Yeah, poltergeist freak.
Now, the other thing, of course, is that there are many fakers, because I fake stuff myself. I'm sure both of you guys have as well, because you're both characters. So I
fake stuff?
Yeah, I definitely fake things.
Yeah.
And so you never know.
Yeah, maybe.
I try not to scare anybody because I grew up... I watched Poltergeist in first grade with our first VCR player, and I haven't slept since. But now, I mean, now I've been sleeping.
I get sleep paralysis, and I have for like my whole life, so I don't want to... I would never trick anyone because it's like that is in itself is scary. So if people are like, hey, this happened to me, I'm like, I believe you, and I'm not going to fucking try.
Aaron, did you, during sleep paralysis, do you see like the traditional things? Hear the footsteps all that stuff?
I have seen a tall person in the back of the room. I have seen tall man with a hat, which I think Babadook is based off of.
Yeah.
And then I had an experience with my ex-boyfriend Sam where he was sleeping and I had sleep paralysis and I saw something come out of the closet and climb on top of him and it looked like it was digging into his body.
Get out
here. And I still think about that. Like I can't sleep with the door open. I can't sleep with the closet door open anymore because it freaks me out to think about.
I used to have a list of things like all the doors closed, including the main door. Can't sleep next to a window. Mm. Like, and if I'm too scared, I'd sleep with my mouth just out of the blanket.
Huh. Do you have sleep paralysis too?
No.
So you've read about it, of course, because you have it.
Yeah, and it's...
It's like waking dreams.
Mm-hmm. And you can't move. You are aware. You can hear things, but you can't, like, react to them at all. And it's terrifying. And, like, everyone on my mom's side has it.
Get out.
It's like the part of your brain that shuts you off while you're sleeping. Mm-hmm.
So you don't die. So I was reading about it, and I was so amazed because I never knew until, I don't know, 5 years ago that the body, when you're sleeping, shuts down so you can't walk. And just because people who have dreams and they'll be sleepwalking, mm-hmm. they'll get killed.
And that's the crazy thing, too, is that your brain sees the dream world as just as real as the regular world. That's what always...
What do you mean?
That, like, your brain has to shut you down because you're going to react... as if it were real.
Oh, the brain. Oh, objectively, it doesn't know whether something's real. Oh, wow.
Hmm.
And I'm like, that makes me go like, man, you know, the dream state is closer to how string theory describes the universe.
What does that mean?
Well, yeah, what does that mean?
To me, it means that, you know, we grew up with things saying like that, oh, this is solid. This can't pass through this. This is solid.
Yeah.
But
that's all baloney because we just happen to be vibrating at the same rate, so we can't get through it.
Maybe you could vibrate this thing in such a way that it can go through that.
I think about that sometimes. Like, I feel like if you think about it hard enough, you can, like, change things.
Dude, I was thinking of that too, but not from if you think about it hard enough, but if you had some kind of a laser analogy to something where you have actual tools of quantum physics, I guess now, whereby you can actually change the spin of electrons and so on, whatever an electron is, but so that you could actually make the structure of something change, so you could actually go through it.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I get these ideas that we don't perceive the universe the way that it actually is. These rules have fallen onto the way we perceive the universe. My parallel is there's animals that can perceive the magnetic field, and that's how they find, you know, fly south for the winter and stuff like that. You know, like they.
Did we finish the wow scale?
No, we're still going.
Okay, sorry.
Well, one more thing though. Like I was wondering about that too, but because I was wondering, are there any animals or small cell life or something like that that perceive and would see us as ghosts the way that we see A ghost?
I was thinking mantis shrimp probably do that. You know what I mean?
With all their eyes, the way they work.
Yeah, they see like quadruple the amount of colors we see.
Wow.
Yeah.
A mantis shrimp?
The mantis shrimp.
Wow.
Well, you know, like...
I hate them because they can see more than me. I hate them.
Is there a creature that can see in 3D? Because we don't actually see in 3D. We see in 2D.
What?
A 2D representation of 3D.
What?
Meaning I can draw everything that I see on a
flat
piece of paper, and it looks. I can draw it so it looks real, but I can't see through you, so I can't actually see three dimensions.
Huh.
I see a perceived depth, but my vision is a 2D representation.
Huh, you're right. I always thought it was 3D, but you're right. It's further confused by now we have 3D animation, which is also 2D by the same definition.
And we have like 4D theater experiences at theme parks.
That's just someone shaking your feet underneath.
And you can smell it. You can smell it.
You want to smell this garbage. Here's some trash.
All right. What's next?
Yeah, what's the next question?
What do you think? What are your thoughts on Bigfoot?
My friend Bob
Goldthwait. He's right here.
He thinks it's real, and he actually studied it and went out to those places and everything.
Did he find anything? He made a documentary, didn't he?
No, he made
it. It was a movie.
He made a fake documentary.
Found footage movie.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Oh, man.
And scary, too. It was weird. I think so. The reason why I tend to believe it is because of some of the descriptions. Because I'm a big reader of things that, fall through the cracks. Because... it involves two things that I love. One is tricksters and liars, funny people who are just trying to trick people, and things that we don't understand. Those are my two favorite things.
Yeah, yeah. It's an easy way to get famous. I mean, I say that, but a lot of people, the people that aren't trying to get famous that have a real experience, they're usually ridiculed.
If you're a good trickster, you can make a good fake UFO in the old days.
If you're a good charlatan.
If you're a good charlatan, you know.
What are your thoughts on psychics?
I guess the same thing. So completely inundated with phonies that it's hard to even parse through any kind of discussion about it.
Yeah.
Because, but do you think that there can be real ones? Do you think that like one out of 20 psychics could be the legit?
Well, I don't have any basis to judge that, but I do have a story for you.
Okay.
So I'm in an airport. I'm probably 21 or something like that. And
handsome.
I see a younger brother. I'm probably 25. I see a younger brother of a girl that I know. And I say, hey, how you doing? And we both had to wait for a while for a plane. And I said, hey, mind if I join him? I only said hi to him before. So we started talking. And he had a pile of books next to him, or he had three books. And I saw that one of the books was Emma by Jane Austen.
Good book.
And I just happened to, because I'm a nut, in reading that book, there was one sentence I really liked. And I had it calligraphied up. Put it up because it was just the stupidest sentence in the world, but I just liked it. But I happened to know what page it was on. So I said, oh, wait a minute, I could trick him. So so I asked him what I normally would do. So what's been going on with you? We haven't really talked. And he told me about school and what he was up to and where he was headed. It turns out he's a really smart, great guy. And then I just waited. I didn't say anything. And he said, so tell me what's been going on with you. So then I had time enough to think of the trick. So I said, it's fucked up. I don't even want to talk about it. You know? He said, no, what? I said, well, it's not even believable. He said, no, what are you talking about? So I said, even coming here has been bad for me because thoughts come in from people. I can hear their thoughts. It just sounds stupid to say. He said, what? I said, yeah, when I'm walking here, even to come here, I can hear just random thoughts. It's very difficult. I don't know what's going on. This is something physical is happening with my mind. And he said, how does that work? What's the parameters of it? I said, I can when I see a book, I know what's inside it. He said, what? I said, I can see words in the book. I don't know what it is. So he said, what are you talking about? I said, well, take one of those books, like just pick a book. That's where I took a chance. That's where I took a chance. I thought he might pick Emma, and he did. He picked fucking Emma. So then I was home free.
Yeah.
So I said, okay. And it was the same edition. It was a paperback that I had. Mm-hmm. So I said, look on page 229, like near the top, just read a sentence. I just picked something at random. And I knew that what the sentence was. So I said, okay, all right, I get her. In one respect, perhaps, Mr. Elton's manners are superior to Mr. Knightley's or Mr. Weston's. And his face went fucking white blank.
Oh, my God.
So,
so you don't believe in psychics?
I don't have any basis to believe because I haven't seen someone that... I've seen people trick people, but I haven't seen ones that have actually done it. But I don't see why it wouldn't be possible because we don't even know why we're alive or what life is or what's going on.
Fair enough.
Certainly it's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about... do you have any superstitions?
You believe in superstitions?
Yeah. I don't like to say things. My wife's the same way. I'm so dumb. I can't think of the example. The idea is that don't say something's going to happen or congratulate someone prematurely.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because you're jinxing it.
Yeah. It's like you're taking the luck away from the...
Something like that. Yeah. I don't even know where that comes from. It's the stupidest thing ever. But my wife and I both share that.
Mm. All right. Well, that... puts I don't actually know how Wade scores this, but
I don't know either.
I would say that according to what I think Wade does, I would say that you were a 2 on the scale.
So you're more
Wade
of a Wade
is a 0. I'm a 5.
Ah,
because I do have beliefs in things that I have no business believing.
Well, 2 is a good number. We have 2 hands, 2 legs, 2 eyes. You know. 2 brain hemispheres.
2 butt cheeks.
2 butt cheeks, see?
Ah.
It goes on and on.
Yeah. All on and on and on and on and on.
Well, let's get to the topic of tonight.
Hit me with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Those are my guys, those are my guys up there.
The secret of water.
Yeah.
Is it alive?
Wow.
We're going to talk about some crazy, crazy things about water. Not to change your mind about it, but I think we're going to tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. And Abed is our guest audience member.
Oh, yeah.
Abed is our guest audience. You get a little bit of a silhouette. A little bit of a silhouette in there.
Says, be like water.
Wow. Be like water.
Oh, that's a great starting quote.
I think Steven Seagal said that too.
That's because, Steven is ripping him off. Well, so I'm going to go through a few things about water real quick, and a lot of this is based off of I don't know how to say his name. I think it's Masaru Emoto. He's been researching water.
Masaru Emoto.
He's been researching water for...
I shouldn't say that.
15 years in Japan. That might be a 2. My
Dr. Emoto?
Yes.
Mm. Does he like get different samples or is he just the same water over
there? He's a scientist and he's been doing it for years, so I assume it's different.
Yeah, he's a water researcher. And some of his conclusions basically are that, like, one of the things they learned is that water has memory. Have you heard this before?
Yes, I have.
What does that mean? It remembers the shape of something it's in?
In one idea, if you put something in water, the water can remember the contents of it and react based on that. One of the examples they have is, and we'll take Collins in a little bit.
Yeah, in a little bit.
The number will pop up soon. But
can I call in?
Yeah.
You're already on here.
No, I know, but like I'll call in.
Sure.
So you don't know.
I mean,
it's me.
Well, now we know it's you, Abed.
He could disguise his voice.
I mean, do you may I?
Yeah.
Okay. So as I can understand it, water has like a neutral shaped molecule. Quote neutral, because it's both a positive and a negative, which is why you use like soap and water to clean yourself off.
Are you making this up?
No, okay. Because soap is positively charged and dirt is negatively charged on you. So when you wash yourself with soap and water, your dirt and the soap attaches itself to the neutral ions in water.
It has two, it's basically like has two stems off of it.
Yeah, I mean, this is all stuff I remember from high school. So
you're doing a good Wade job right now.
Oh, thanks. Being a real Wade right now.
If water was a person, what would it sound like?
That's not what audience do.
Yeah, don't wait. Don't, Abed.
It would be like the Hawking a Louie, right? It would be that sound.
But Dr. Emoto is, from what I understand, if this is the same guy that I read about like 10, 15 years ago. He would meditate with a thought in front of a bottle of water, like a room temperature bottle of water, for like X amount of time. And then he would compare the molecules under a microscope before he would meditate at it with a certain like emotional thought. And then you would compare the molecules after. And he would do stuff like love. He would do stuff like peace. And they were like these beautiful snowflake looking things. But then he would do stuff like hate and war and just like really negative things. He would like project really negative energy at it. And then the molecules under the microscope would just look jagged and rough and ugly and irregular.
So here's what he would do. He had three containers, and they had water and rice.
Full disclosure, I have read about this as well.
So one of them, he would basically think, they would write words and put that in, put it in front of it. So yes, love,
like a
love
label
for one, and then hate for another, and then ignored the third one. And the crazy thing about this is, so the actual crystalline structure of the water molecules changed over time.
Yeah.
And the one that he would add love to or speak love to or write it down in front of, it created beautiful crystalline structures. Now, and the rice was okay in it. The one that he was throwing hate at and throwing shade at, that rice was turning black. And the water did not have structure, crystalline structure. And the one that he ignored was getting rotten. And it was a crazy thing because he's basically saying like even the one getting hate towards it was doing better than
the one that was totally
the
ignored.
One that was ignored.
Question. First of all, amazing.
Yeah.
Question is, this is water with microscopic animals in it. Is that correct? It's not like pure water.
No, I believe it is pure water. I think that it's like the neutral, as neutral a form as water as scientifically possible.
I know, but I believe it's not good enough. It would be so different an experiment if there were living things in it.
Well, and I agree. This is the weird thing about what we see as pure water now.
Huh?
Because we see in the Western world, we see pure water as not having anything in it. We want to get everything out of it.
Get it out.
And what's crazy is water should have stuff in it. And so let me do this memory thing real quick. The one idea that they had was, so somebody dropped some poison into the water, but it was in a vial where the poison didn't get out of it.
Okay.
And then they gave the water
a pat.
He ended up pulling the poison out of it.
A little bit of a kiss.
And all the mice died that drank the water. And they tested the water and there was no poison in it. And so what their conclusions were was that the water took on the form of the poison.
Dude, I need a fact check on that one.
I'm also a firm like...
Fact check?
I believe...
And then comes up.
Can we get a fact check?
Abed's our fact checker. You got a laptop in front of you.
I do. Right,
poison.
What's the fact?
Just look up. Just look up water memory and see what you come up with, right?
Well, that's a journey, my friend.
I know.
I just feel like all of the, like, not all of, I'm not going to be an app, whatever. I think most of the experiments that I read about that involve other creatures, like insects or mice, they forget to feed them and shit. So I don't really believe half of the things when people experiment on animals.
Wade would be so proud.
Yeah, yeah. And
thank you.
And a lot of these anecdotal things I bring up, I agree. I'm not even going to fact check this one, you know. But
well, the point is, though, you're saying about...
Are we taking calls yet?
No.
And I presume his meditations were... I presume his meditations were in the form of visualizations that he would project onto the glass of water or something, not just him.
Yeah.
I mean, something active, I would imagine.
It says here that water memory is the purported ability of water to retain a memory of substances previously dissolved in it even after an arbitrary number of serial dilutions.
Mm.
So that's a chemical definition of memory that's different from
That's what the memory is that I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what it says here. But then there's also a homeopathic substance, even diluted to the point that it no longer can be detected by even the finest instruments.
I would never say yo.
Changes the structure of the hydrogen bonds in the water. Homeopaths term this supposed effect water memory.
Yeah, that's a really tough one because the homeopathy, is that what you say?
Homeopaths.
Homeopathy.
The experiments aren't.
I don't.
It's hard to replicate weird stuff in this round. You know, I think that a lot of homeopathic stuff and this idea that we can control things with our mind, that's all the same witchcraft to a lot of people. But here's the thing: water is a recorder of frequency.
Yeah.
And thoughts create frequency. That's the stuff.
Yeah.
We have brain waves. Like, there actually is something coming out of it.
No, I believe
it. We are made of water.
Yeah.
And so the weird idea that is the main part about this whole topic is, so if water loosely has a memory of what it has experienced and the movement of it oxygenates it, and maybe the movement of it picks up frequencies and life and all this stuff. Well, one idea is that the water that we have today, that we have purified and run through everything, that it still has the memory of all the bad shit that it's been through, and we've taken out a lot of the bacteria and nutrients and stuff. Because I think water is supposed to be... is supposed to be alive with real nutrients and things in it that are...
Well, what makes sense to me is if there's animals in it, then all this stuff actually makes a little bit of sense to my dense brain. But if it's just pure water, I mean, what's recording it? How's that work?
Well, right, and so...
And I don't know, it's perfectly fine, but that would be my question. I just, if there's animals in it, they each have a brain and
shit. To be a Wade here, water is water, okay?
No, Wade.
You drink it.
Fuck off, Wade.
It nourishes you. It tastes like nothing. You piss it out. That's the end of it. Well, and then your piss tells you if you've had enough water or not enough water. So that's it. That's basically it.
I know, but Wade, you told me about those things when you were a kid, but the wetting your bed and all that stuff. So that isn't really relevant here, Wade.
Look, we just learned that, like, you don't drink water before bed. That's what we learned as kids. Because water is water.
What's crazy is water creates the structure of DNA.
It creates
like
it?
You can't have DNA without water.
See, I'm ignorant of any of this stuff, so you could be telling me anything.
And the structure of proteins too, like that needs to be water. And life starts.
Life starts at water.
In water,
we came from water.
We actually have a caller. Should we take the caller?
Yeah, let's rock it.
Yeah.
Well, didn't humans evolve from water from the ocean?
Luke,
we used to be all water.
There you
go. Lay it on me, Luke.
Hi, Luke.
Hi, Luke.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Luke. Thanks.
Right on. I called in the other week and we talked about tuning your will like an instrument. Now, to get right to it, our bodies are largely made up of water and our vocal cords are a big resonating tube going right down into the middle of that. So my thought is, like, you know, we've proven cymatics and very much we can tune our will with our voice. What are your thoughts on that?
That's interesting.
That's what you said earlier, right? About it's vibratory, so What he's saying is what you were saying earlier.
Yeah, right? I'm so into cymatics. Yeah. I'm so into the idea that, like, after looking at all this stuff, like, I say thank you to everything that I eat and drink now.
That's like Shintoism. Are you a Shintoist?
I guess so. Like,
is that what that is?
It's like the religion of Japan. Like any Miyazaki movie where they're just like creatures everywhere. Like, oh, they're the creatures of the forest, or these are little soot creatures. It's like Shintoism, saying that everything has
alive.
A spirit and is alive. That's why you gotta like thank your house all the time for protecting you.
Sounds good to me.
I mean, I love it. Well, I think it's great.
It is cool.
My thought is like we're all made of vibrate-y stuff, so we're all made up of frequency, whether we like it or not. I mean, electrons and atoms and everything, it's all moving at all times. So when we put stuff out there with our will, with our voice, with our words, with spelling, it's even called spelling, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're tuning ourselves to specific frequencies to harmonize with them and like get on the same page as other things on those frequencies. And that can link to so many things when you get into psychedelic thought.
And the weird thing is, like, none of this stuff is going to kill you immediately. But the idea is that if you're getting rotten water and food that is already rotten, then you're not actually nourishing yourself in any way.
So are you saying that when people clean their vegetables and stuff after the grocery store, that they should also take some time to like give it like love and praise before you eat it?
I mean, that's...
Or while you're cooking it, yeah. You're like, thank you for being so green and so fresh, lettuce.
I think that vibration of love and gratitude will get taken into everything that you eat and drink.
They say that if you talk to your plants, that they grow way more, you know, like beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
You know my favorite plant experiment? Yeah.
Yes, let's hear it. Do it quick. It's great.
Okay, my favorite plant experiment. I forget the doctor's name. It's in the book, The Secret Life of Plants, if anyone wants to read this book. So this doctor was researching the idea that plants can connect to people and its owners, people that take care of it. So he attached electrodes to it and was like, I need to create a physical bond with this plant. I don't have time to like take care of it for weeks. I'm going out of town. So instead, he gave it part of his DNA, which was by coming into it. He came into the plant and he mixed his cum with water and he came into the plant.
What?
This happens in the little shop.
And then he put electrodes on the plant, went on a trip with his wife. And so as he was on this trip with his wife, it's monitoring the electronic pulses in the plant. And every time he fucked his wife, he went back and checked this. Every time he fucked his wife and orgasmed, the little electrode would just like, wow, 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 wow. Like it would just like jump because he would make a note of it every time. He would make a whole journal of all the stuff he was doing, and it created a connection of the plant. And I'd like to think that's the DNA in the water that's watering the plant, because you're like, you cannot have DNA without water structure. I think that the plant takes it up, and it's like, plants are sentient. They just move a lot slower than us. They need different things.
There's going to be some serial ejaculator.
I'm a bad Wade.
Control the world.
I'm a bad Wade.
Right?
Aaron, remember?
That's so cool. I love that story.
Yeah.
Aaron, remember my story about the kid in the airport?
No.
Sorry. The kid in the airport. Tell us.
No, I told you. The kid in the airport where he had the books.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the guy that wrote that book who said that he put his ejaculate in the plants, and every time he has sex with his wife, the needle goes crazy.
Yeah.
Might have been like me when I was seeing my friend.
Yeah, sure.
Are you saying that you fed him ejaculated water?
Are you saying that you came inside your friend?
When you had an orgasm, he felt it.
That week, I was feeding everybody ejaculated water. It just was a coincidence that I needed it as well.
Oh, my God.
Well, he makes a good point, though. Like, can twins feel like if the other twin's fucking?
Well, that's a different topic.
We actually have another caller.
Yeah, hey, sorry. Luke, thanks for the call.
Thank you so much for the call,
Luke. Luke.
Yeah, no, thanks for the talk, guys.
I got to record my Huba thing for you.
I like
you.
The way you think, Luke.
He sounds like a friend of mine, his voice.
Oh. Okay, let's see. Caller, I don't know your name. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, this is Wade.
I'm looking. I was like, I thought I recognized.
Hey, Martin, I'm sorry I can't be there, man.
How's Erin doing? Filling in.
Well, you know, she's fine. I'm not really watching. Watching the Nuggets game there in overtime. So.
Who's winning?
What are you guys talking about? I just heard a bunch of cum talk.
We're talking about water. We're talking about the molecular structure of water and how you can alter it using the power of thought.
And the power of cum.
And cum, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. What did you talk about Prometheus?
No,
not yet.
Remember in Prometheus, they feed the ocean and make humans or whatever? What about that? You can talk about that.
I wish you were here, Wade. That's really good. Here.
Prometheus.
No.
Prometheus spread his seed in the ocean, and that's how humans got created in the myth?
In that Aliens movie, Prometheus, that came out like 10 years ago.
Oh, I'm too dumb. Sake, I'm too dumb.
Man.
I didn't even know.
Sucks.
I didn't even know it.
I love that movie.
What?
Yeah, with the clone and the flute part.
I got to see it. I haven't seen it.
Good. I went with Bill Kopp and Tony Millionaire, and they both fell asleep.
What, together?
You know, we were in the theater, and those two fell asleep. It was so boring.
If you just go in knowing that it's like a
unison?
It's funny.
Prometheus movie, you're fine.
We were like making fun of him and shit.
Wow, I'm sorry I interrupted you, Erin.
No, it's fine. It happens all the time. I'm a small woman. It's fine. No, I was just saying, like, if you go into
I'm a small woman, too, so fuck off.
I know. So I know you feel the pain, so. That's why you were like, I'm sorry I interrupted you, because you know.
I was being sincere.
Hey, I didn't want to hijack the show. I just wanted to say good job, and I'm sorry I can't be there. And the Nuggets are now winning by 4 in overtime.
What are you sick with, Wade?
Nice.
What are you sick with? Basketball?
As far as I know, it's just the cold. I could probably be in there, but I'd rather go to work tomorrow than go in there and drink tonight.
Fair enough.
I'm glad you called, Wade. I hope I see you soon.
Yeah, sorry I missed you. Let's get a drink.
Yeah, this book right here is specifically for you. He told me, but he said, fuck Wade. Because I said, this book right here, his new book.
Encyclopedia of Hell book.
Oh yeah, you're not watching it. Sorry, I'm holding it up for the camera.
Oh, there's a new one?
Yeah,
it's a sequel to the first one, so I just brought in a couple copies for you.
He brought one in, and I was
awesome.
He's like, oh, this is for Wade. I was like, oh, did you sign up for Wade? He's like, no, fuck Wade. I was like, all right, Wade.
Because you didn't show.
No, it sounds about right. I get it.
Wait.
Right.
I gambled at the Golden Nugget.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'll see you guys.
Bye.
Yeah, bye, Wade.
Bye.
Let me do a couple Da Vinci quotes real quick.
Yeah.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Really?
Water assumes a special character as many times as there are different places where it... fuck, man. I can't read my writing.
Do you remember the gist of it?
Well, I have some other ones that I can actually read.
From Leonardo?
Yeah.
Wow.
The action of a pole drawn through still water resembles that of running water against a stationary pole. Oh, sorry, I didn't read that one first. But anyways, Da Vinci's got a lot of quotes about water.
Huh.
And hold on. Human emotions are water.
Yeah.
And it is the form taken by these.
I'm a Pisces. I'm like all water.
You are?
I'm like all water.
So am I.
That's good. That's
Adam and I, our birthdays are like pretty close. I feel like for now and forever, our birthdays are going to be the same.
Nice.
Our birthday party is going to be the same.
You should try to get your death days the same.
Hey, so,
oh my God, yes. That's such a good idea.
Here's a Bruce Lee quote.
If I know I'm going to die, I'll kill Abed at the same time.
Bruce Lee says, empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. Put water into a cup, become the cup. Put water into a teapot, become the teapot. Water can flow or creep or drip or crash. Be water, my friend.
Nice.
Be water.
What was that quote? Was it a poem?
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee, wow.
Bruce Lee.
So the crazy thing about water, though, is since it holds the form of DNA, it can, you could argue that the water could actually store information. Like, how does...
Well, that's the premise of this Japanese dude.
Yeah.
I'm just ignorant about what it means to say that water holds the form of DNA.
I kind of am, too.
But it needs water in order to grow. Is that correct? Or to become?
Water gets sucked up into everything.
There is no DNA without water. It's like the
it's
the
part flu, of it.
It's like the space that DNA is made. Can't have DNA outside of water.
I think it's because we evolved from water, right?
Yeah. I said that earlier.
I know. I'm reiterating, Abed.
Sorry,
but it's crazy because like, even though water goes through a cycle of rain, rivers, water, ocean, back into clouds, and it goes through this cycle on the Earth,
yeah,
changing its form.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Ricky the raindrop.
Only the it's still, well, okay. The thing was melted ice water. The form that it takes, of the molecules of that water specifically are in the golden ratio, the Fibonacci sequence, so it's like that water has been reset, but like all the other water does not get reset because it just holds on to all the experiences that it's been through.
When ice melts.
Yeah.
So
specifically glacial ice water.
So you've done research about these oddities about water and odd qualities of it, which I'm very ignorant about, but I want to read about this shit because that's amazing.
Right. And that's the thing, is that like, I'm not going to, my memory's so bad that I don't, you know.
The main thing is,
I don't know what we're talking about.
The main thing is because water is a, what's the word for it when something changes shape? Is a protein type of a weird thing, unlike anything else. Water is like hard, like a rock. It's like a gas, and it's like, it's amazing. It's the most amazing thing.
All the things.
Water specifically has so many anomalies about it, you know?
Mm.
Like what?
It's wet.
The boiling point and freezing point are, I don't know how they are, but they are.
100,
the surface tension of water has got the strongest surface tension of any.
Liquid. Holy shit.
And it's like, how does water have a stronger surface tension than oil?
That's amazing.
Is that caller still there?
You know,
I'm sorry to
tell you something real quick. Like, because water.
We do have a caller, huh? No,
it's
still the same guy.
Okay.
Still the same guy.
Oh, sorry. We've had you hold for so long.
No, he's not there.
Well, so look, water can be the strongest and the softest.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all I had to say.
It's a poetic substance.
I mean, have you ever done a belly flop? That shit hurts.
Ooh.
That shit
ouch.
Hurts. Hello.
Hello, that hurts.
Hello, good that point. Hurts. You ever cut your throat on a sharp piece of ice?
Slit your throat on purpose?
No, you eat a sharp piece of ice and it like...
I almost ate glass, yeah.
That's different. That's very different, Abed.
Well, I almost drank glass, sorry.
That is super different.
Aaron, that would be a good weapon for slitting the throat because the weapon would melt.
I mean, I always thought death by icicle is the best murder weapon.
Yeah.
That is a good murder weapon. Yeah.
Must have been done a bunch of times.
I feel like it's been done a lot.
Well, everyone's just heard that riddle over and over, right?
What is it?
A person is hung in a room and there's a bunch of water on the floor. Is that it?
Yeah, there's something that, like, somebody's dead. There's no murder weapon.
Oh.
And there's a little bit of water.
Oh, of course. Oh, but what about our caller who's holding on?
Oh, that is just a...
There's no caller. That's not a caller. That's our previous caller on the terminated call list.
Oh, I see.
So here's the thing about, you know, when we get it, like water, you hear all the time that snowflakes are...
Never the same.
Never the same. They're so...
Never the same.
And this is a crystalline structure. It freezes and it takes on the shape of...
I've never seen snow, so I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you can't see the snowflakes.
You're joking, right?
No.
Oh, you gotta go. You guys have to go.
Sounds terrifying. I don't want to do that.
Oh, you'd love it.
I hate the ocean. I'm gonna hate a frozen version of the ocean.
The ocean because you almost drowned?
I hate
No, because everything's in the ocean. I can't handle the idea that there's so much unknown about the ocean, and then I am in the ocean. I don't want to be in the ocean.
And you're drinking. Huh.
And then the same thing feels about snow.
You're drinking shark.
Snow's scary
whale
in the ocean.
Common piss.
No, it's not.
Shit.
It's as scary, but it's not scary.
Freeze you and you'll drown.
I just watched the most recent season of Righteous Gemstones, and Eric Andre's character dies in the snow and gets eaten
seen that
by
episode.
A pack of wolves.
God damn it.
Spoiler.
Aaron, I think that you're creating a fascinating character for yourself, but you're not really afraid of the ocean or snow.
I'm definitely afraid of the ocean, 100%. I grew up near the ocean. I hate it.
I know, but that's even better characterization
sand.
You're creating by saying 100%.
That's weird.
It's weird. I'll be in a river. I don't want to be in the fucking ocean. You know what? I hate being in a river. I hate being in a lake. I hate being in a river.
That's so powerful.
One time, I was in a lake, and I was swimming around, and then something bumped me, and I looked down. I found out there was a very aggressive koi fish that lived in this lake, and I disturbed it, and it attacked me.
You know what? Koi fish are so sweet and lovable.
Not that koi fish.
Oh, yeah. They do
son
a little
of a
nip.
Kicking too hard
nips.
In the area.
Tried to attack me.
No, it was kissing.
Mm.
If you only had a more of a loving nature that day, you would have felt the kisses from that beautiful koi.
I don't want those kisses.
Those weren't bites; they were kisses.
I don't think fishes kiss.
Oh my god!
You know, fish—they
oh
just
my
like.
God.
I don't think the concept of kissing is in there. They just mate; they don't kiss.
So some of the stuff I've been looking at is basically saying that...
Thalassophobia, that's what it's called.
Wow.
Our drinking water that we and all the water that we actually drink, whether it be from bottled water sources or whatever, that a lot of this water under a microscope doesn't have structure in the same way that hate water didn't have structure. It doesn't have a structure
the stuff we drink.
Because they keep because of the fluoride and the chlorine in it. It's like killing the stuff in it that allows it to have
or it
symmetry.
Has a jagged, unpleasant structure is what you're saying.
Yeah,
probably.
And so like
cutting up my insides.
The idea is that it's not actually the water that we need. It's like we need living, healthy water.
Yeah.
So then, are you an advocate for raw water?
I'm like. Glacial.
Because raw water sounds terrifying to me.
Is that a term?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Raw water is untreated water from a natural source.
Oh, like from a lake or a river.
Like you've got to treat it still because you'll get giardia. But
raw water because they have a spring or a river on their property and they'll sell it to like places that sell bougie nature stuff.
Is there an analogy to, because I know that it's been a huge help to me. My wife got honey from local bees.
Uh-huh.
And it was a huge help to my allergies. Yeah.
I feel like that's different.
Well, I just was wondering because you'd also get a lot of the,
I feel
a
like
lot of the bad stuff.
I think
so
it's
that
a
you're,
parallel.
So that your immune
it's like
system.
An immunity thing.
Yeah.
But some of the things I was looking at, it was basically the idea that when we transport our water, we have it in these tubes and we give it all these right turns and stuff, so the water doesn't actually get a chance to flow properly or oxygenate. And with all the chemicals we put in it, that like drinking raw water, you're actually taking in the energy of its experience of going through the transformations.
I see the
That's
common thread of the stuff you guys are talking about.
I have a question. What if deja vu is like you drink water that had a memory and it placed the memory there?
Well,
could that explain deja vu?
If your deja vu was like flowing over rocks.
Yeah.
But I will say like that's the weird thing is like a lot of the terms are used in weird ways. So like water having memory doesn't actually mean that it has. Well, I don't know. One idea that people are saying now.
We have a caller now.
It's out there that water has consciousness. Yeah, let's go.
Hey, John. Hey, John.
Hello,
he lives
John.
In the woods and he's sending his water.
Hi, what? John.
Hi. It's funny you guys are talking about it. I have a problem. I have a lot of sand coming out of my well.
Sand?
I was wondering, does it... Yeah, sand.
Wait, is he asking for advice? Yeah. Like, do we all know well stuff?
I know some stuff about wells. What about your well?
Why is sand?
It gets water out of the ground, and I drink it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why is sand coming out?
Because he probably lives in a loamy area.
I'm not sure.
I did watch a movie where they were talking about wells. And I think maybe you dug the well in the wrong spot.
No, I mean, sand is like a natural part of digging. And there's like a lot of sand in like the deeper parts of dirt. So I'd imagine that if your well is old, is your well old or new?
Yeah, I inherited it.
Yeah, so your well is old. So that means that it's probably, you have like a lot of stuff passing through the underground water in your well. So I'd imagine that some kind of underwater current is bringing you a lot of sand. I don't know how to fix that, but that's definitely pretty interesting.
You can't make like a sand well?
I mean, he has a sand well.
Like he makes a little tunnel through it. You can hang out.
I think that you're just going to have to wait to drink your water for a couple of days to let the sediment settle in whatever water you're collecting. And then you could drink the water that's on top.
I would imagine that the sand's probably good for you, though.
No.
I don't know. Underwater sand.
You don't know
sand.
What bits are getting in there.
You could have it tested.
Does it taste good? Yeah, get it tested.
Hey, you know, John.
I've been drinking it for a while now. But it
sounds fine to me.
It's weird that there's always sand at the bottom of my cups.
Wow.
I don't think that's strange. I think that's a natural part of our soil dirt layer system.
Yeah.
I think she's whitewashing your problem. but for me, I have a question, John. I'm Wade.
Yeah.
I have a question, John. You live in the woods, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Do you live alone?
Yeah.
Do you have a beard?
Is that okay? I will shave tomorrow. I have to go to work. That's when I shave.
Oh, so you're not like so you actually leave the woods to go to work.
Yep.
Sorry to ask dumb questions. I just had a fantasy that you were some mountain man. Like
he wants to
hermit.
Talk to Jeremiah Johnson.
Yeah.
It is a character I'm working on, but just for fun. It's
Well, thanks for calling, and you're drinking healthier water than anybody in LA.
I got sand in my well.
Yeah, I think you are.
I wish I knew more about wells. I could help him.
I used to have some books about homesteading that had a lot of sections about making your own well.
I think he should move it because he's by too much sand.
You can't move a well. It's not like a video game where you can just say, I'm moving my well.
Oh, I thought it was like Minecraft. You could just move it over.
No, you gotta like dig it.
Just don't have anybody ejaculate in the well.
Yeah. I mean, unless you want to be connected to that person.
Gross.
I'm waiting for that serial world taker over that wants everyone to have empathy for him because he's connected to everybody.
Oh, yeah, weird. No, thank you.
Like a weird president. It's like, make sure you get this water out to all the water.
You know, John, I have an idea. Ooh, why don't you bottle your sand water? You could sell it like Dasani.
He's already gone.
If he's still listening, he could hear you.
I think that's a good idea because then he's got the only sand water on the market.
I'll buy some sand water.
I'd buy your sand water,
I'll take a
sir.
Bottle.
I'm just glad that somebody's listening to us from the deep in the woods.
Yeah, that's radical.
That's cool. John was cool. I liked his vibe.
Yeah, I liked him too.
John, I need you to meditate on your water before you drink it, the sand water.
So,
do you think he'll become a sand monster from the water?
I know we don't have much time left, but one idea is that...
Oh, it's strictly an hour now on the thing, right?
Yeah, this one.
Just for this one,
7 minutes left. The one idea that's coming out now is that water is the medium of consciousness.
Oh.
Ooh. It's an analogy to it, I would think, but the medium... Oh, you mean like it's certainly the analogy is, and maybe the medium for emotions.
Yeah.
I believe that.
That it's not like a dry brain... Could not have consciousness.
Oh, you dry brain.
But dude, you know what? You're exactly wrong because now AI.
Well,
AI is a fucking dry brain.
We talked about this last episode that like their consciousness assisted technology is an idea that consciousness can choose to inhabit technological things that can host.
Oh, like a download.
Like, yeah.
Huh. That's
interesting. I mean, like that. blows my mind. But
I wonder if that could happen. But how, what would be the medium by which consciousness could? Oh,
right. Well, just water.
This is a machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're a machine.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Water would be like the electricity that runs the machine.
We already have electricity flowing through us.
Well, I think of electricity as like a different kind of water.
If you're well hydrated, that just means your electricity is like moving at an optimal pace.
Oh, that's a good way to say it.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I think horoscopes are real, which is a weird thing to say. Like when you're born, I think that whatever electric pulse humans have when you're born, it kind of like bounces off and imprints on whatever electricity the universe is sending
at
you.
And is attached to the gravitational pulls from the, like we are.
The different planets. Yeah, that's why I think that like Pisces are emotional, creative. Like Virgos are highly organized.
I know, but
Taurus,
you're just making
are, like,
that
super
shit
stubborn.
Up.
Am I making that
most
shit
of the,
up?
Most of the writers, I think most of the horoscope writers are drinking their own Kool-Aid, you know, like
Willie's right, because I had a class and the physics teacher told I took advanced
but I
physics.
Believe that it's possible.
That's my belief. That's my belief is that like we have electricity flowing through us. If we are machines, we need something to program us. RFID chips exist. That's radio frequency identification systems. Humans are like big RFID chips.
I so agree with you.
I think you got something there for sure.
Yeah. So, and I mean, it's like you yourself have talked about like Native Americans and the war, like their hair was like their psychic antenna. And when they had to shave their hair to be part of the American troops, like to be part of the American side of the fight, they lost all their powers.
It's a crazy thing.
I had a friend, he never got a haircut because he said it's like killing a part of you.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, like, maybe this is like a way that we can connect to the universe. Like, who knows? Who knows?
And but the thing is that
I'm not a very good way to.
Since we haven't connected to the universe, we would never know the difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't know how to use that. It's saying like, hey,
we would never know.
I can't swim without my arms.
Yeah.
That's coming from someone who never swam.
Yeah.
You know?
Like we were talking about vibrations earlier. There's been people that like, quote, like see back in time, like they'll touch something that's really old and they'll like go back and like see an imprint of how it was used. And there's like multiple people that have imprints or like views in the past.
Right. I love that stuff.
Where they use vibrations and sound to cut and move stone. And I'm like, if every molecule is set upon itself by a certain vibration, there's no reason that you can't use vibrations to change and alter how they function. So why can't you cut and move stone with a vibration?
And if we saw the tools that they use for that, we would have no idea what that was.
Not at all. We would not be able to.
I know, but I'm not digging this because... You're not being weighed at all.
You're right. Sorry. Water is water. You just drink it. Vibrations are just in music.
So the creativity and beauty comes from conflict.
Yes.
So you have to be weighed.
I have to be weighed. Sorry, you're right. I'm a very bad
weighed. You guys have another call. I hear the phone.
No way.
We don't have another call.
Oh, it's John Lithgow.
Caller, you're live.
John Lithgow.
Yes, water. I love water.
It's John Lithgow.
I don't think it has anything to do with memory. It doesn't.
John, as great as an actor you are, I don't know what your life experience has been.
Wow.
He must believe in Bigfoot, right? He has to believe in Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah. He lives with me.
Yeah.
Haven't you seen the movie? Where Bigfoot lives with me.
Do you experience life off of set? You're in too many things.
Well, I
know.
Goodbye.
Oh, thanks, John Lithgow, for calling in. Longtime friend of the podcast, John Lithgow.
Is that another call?
No,
that's
we
us.
We got to wrap it up. We got a minute and a half left on this. Thank you for tuning in. Martin, you got anything to plug?
Yeah, my second book. I'm so happy about it. I think it's actually good. As opposed to, actually, I think it's actually not bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's about the origin of God and the origin of Satan. So it's a mythos of that, and it's a satire.
Ramona's demon warriors emptied the armory of their vast storehouse of weapons and shipped them back to the palace, while Zeke reattached Satan's arms with an imperious spell and returned to his comatose body to the past, back to the squalor of his chamber of debauchery. Now, that's just an excerpt of Conquest of Heaven, the Encyclopedia of Hell 2, written by the fabulous Martin Olsen. I highly recommend everyone Google Martin Olsen. Yeah. He is super accomplished.
Yeah. Thank you, Aaron, because that was a beautiful selection you picked by choice.
You know, I read the whole thing and I said, I'm going to pick this specific part because it means so much.
And I have one thing to say to you is, in one respect, perhaps, Mr. Elton's manners are superior to Mr. Knightley's or Mr. West.
Oh, my God. How did you know?
Hey, thanks for watching us. Go follow us on all the things Real Life Sci-Fi. We're on Patreon. Yeah. What do you got, Aaron?
Thanks for having me, guys.
5 seconds.
Channel 101.
Channel101.com.
.org.
It's over. Bye. Sorry.
That was great, guys.
Real Life Sci-Fi. Woo, that was crazy.
We're out.
Did I interrupt it too much, right?
Sound Became Color's new album, Abstract Terrors, is available now on anywhere you listen to music and at soundbecamecolor.com. This is released on Black Van Records. It's an abstract synthwave masterpiece that will keep you up all night. Timothy Peets is on the synths. He's a friend of the show. He's been on a few times. You know him. Michael Reed on the drums and vibraphone. Michael Diaco with effects, mixing, and production. If you like instrumental psychedelic synth rock, go listen to Sound Became Color. I cannot tell you how great this album is. Go check it out. I love what Timothy Peets and Sound Became Color has made. Let me know what you think.